I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This time, Elspeth talks with three local people about their experience with the process of slaughtering and butchering pigs.
Recently on the Local Food Report, we've been talking about meat. These days, we don't often interact with the animals we eat. In this piece, you'll hear three stories of people who have taken their animals through life to death and finally to the table. Tamar Haspel of Marston's Mills raised and slaughtered two pigs last year with her husband. Steve Junker of Falmouth raised, slaughtered, and butchered two pigs this year with friends. And Drew Locke raises pigs every year on his farm in Truro. Here are their stories woven together. Tamar starts on slaughter day, followed by Steve Junker.
We slaughtered them on site, and it was a very, very difficult day. And although I'm sure you find people have all kinds of opinions about pigs, one of the things that made us decide to slaughter them on site is that everybody agrees on how they ought to be killed.
So the way to kill a pig is to shoot a pig. You shoot it in the head. And while it drops and it's still twitching because the body functions are still going, then you have to stick it at that moment because you want it to bleed out. It's important to get as much blood out as quickly as possible.
And hang it for, we hung ours for, I guess, 4 days, and then butcher it.
When we went to butcher them, it took 2 days to butcher it all. And both days, kind of different sets of people showed up. One of the big decisions we had was whether to scald them or skin them. And I think that scalding is a more old-time way of processing them. You roll them in water that's about 160, 170 degrees, and then the hair comes off relatively easily, they say. But we didn't have that kind of tank, and the logistics of that seemed quite difficult, so we ended up skinning them.
Once you skin or dehair the animal, you cut it straight down the middle. Here's Drew Locke.
You see the whole animal. It's all it is the animal, you know, cut in half without any hair on it. But I had some books in front of us, and we just were learning how to break it down from the hams to the shoulders and to the bacon to the pork chops to the jowls to all these different parts of the pig that you hear about when you're eating them, but you never see where they come from.
We did a lot of research in both books, but actually YouTube videos are the way to go. And literally we had the iPads, we were holding up the iPads and iPhones over the carcass as we were figuring out where to make the cut. And the first time through, it took a while. The second time through, we were already on our way to feeling like we knew what we were doing.
It's very satisfying to see an animal that you have raised and killed cut into these beautiful pieces of meat. You can slice it up any number of ways.
It was amazing to me to see how a lot of the time in butchering a pig, you're actually following the anatomy of the pig. So there's lots of muscle groups that all grow together and are sort of separated from the next group by a thin membrane, but they're right up against it. And when you're taking apart the pig, you want to follow those muscle groups. And in part because when you cook it, they cook best if it's a single uniform muscle group. So you're just keeping the anatomy together.
Once you decide how to cut up the pig, there are many cuts that require processing.
Bacon's cool because it's like you don't even realize where it's really coming from until you actually see it. It's just the whole belly. The whole belly is about almost an inch and a half to 2 inches thick, and it's all bacon. And what you have to do for that is you have to cure it. So I did last year a brown sugar and maple syrup base cure. So I used that as the base, and I used peppercorn, some juniper berries, a little bit of that, and then thyme, all sorts of fresh herbs and stuff like that.
I still actually have the hearts frozen because I want to make heart ham out of them. I've made stock out of the bones. We've combined the fat and some of the meat with venison, which is a very lean meat, to make sausages. We've eaten barbecue. We've eaten chops. We have eaten very, very well off those pigs.
Now that I did this, I'd love to do it more often. And doing it yourself, you watch all the pieces go. When you go to a slaughterhouse, you bring them a live pig and you come back with a box full of meat.
If everybody kept pigs the way we ought to do it, is that I kill yours and you kill mine, because killing your own is gut-wrenching. But raising them is outstanding.
That was Tamar Haspel of Marston's Mills with Steve Junker of Falmouth and Drew Locke of Truro on raising, slaughtering, and butchering pigs. You can hear more stories about local meat on our website at capeandislands.org. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can also find a link to the YouTube videos on butchering that Steve Junker mentioned in this show, and links to several essays about the emotional and physical challenges of Slaughter Day. That's all at our website, capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.